Sometimes there's a lot of hypnosis recordings made that really focus on the submissive experience. And they seem to neglect the preferences of other people. Sometimes a dominant wants to be hypnotized and feel really good. Or perhaps you're not quite sure of what you like. And that's okay, because you don't have to have submission thrust upon you. You don't have to relax and surrender and let go. No, no, no. Instead, I find that hypnosis works best if the person wants to focus very intensely on the experience they want to have. Now, this experience is going to be all about pleasure and whatever sort of pleasure feels best for you. So there's no limitations on how you feel the pleasure. You can feel it all in your head. Or perhaps you can help yourself out with your hands or something else. You can listen fully clothed, nude, or in some state of dress in between, because it really is all your choice. All you have to do is focus and be pleasantly surprised by how deep you go very quickly. Because I find that people who are dominant and like being in charge really prefer things to happen very quickly. They like a snappy response. And I find that people who consider themselves very dominant can be excellent at being hypnotized when it's framed in a way that they enjoy. No matter if you're dominant or submissive, pleasure feels good. And this experience is all about pleasure, because when you can just focus on what your subconscious mind really wants to feel deep down deep, then everything can just fall into place. So, if you need to pause the recording right now and get fully comfortable, please do so. Okay, you should be ready. And what I want you to do is look at your hands. First, look at your left, and then your right. Perhaps hold them out in front of you, palms facing up. And just imagine that every single time an idea or concept is brought up that you don't want to experience, you clench your left hand. You make it into a fist. So let's start with something more universal. Let's say you don't want to feel stressed. So the idea of stress being brought up makes you clench your left hand into a fist. And once that idea is squeezed out of your mind, you can let that hand of yours relax. Perhaps placing it down at your side if you're laying down, or putting it in your lap if you're sitting down. And every single time you hear an idea that you like and you want to hold on to, you can gently close your right hand, because you just want to hold on to it. You don't want to crush it. You don't want to squeeze it out of your mind. You just want to hold on to it. So maybe the idea of feeling pleasure in trance can be something that you hold on to. Or it can be something else, because I'm going to talk about a lot of things. Perhaps I could mention how good it feels to be hypnotized and controlled for the submissive people out there who are listening to this recording. Now, of course, somebody who's dominant would clench their left hand, and somebody who's submissive would gently close their right hand. And you know, if you're not quite sure, you could just try both hands at the same time and see which one wins out in the end, because you don't need to think about it. You can just let your mind and body feel what is right for you. That's the main thing. not needing to force anything and letting certain things become automatic and very snappy. In fact, you might be surprised by how good it feels to let certain things be automatic, as if you're just flicking on a switch. Maybe flicking on your arousal. Maybe shutting off your mind. All of these things are possible deep down deep in trance. And when something feels good, you gently hold on to it. And when something isn't quite right, you can squeeze it out of your mind. And as you let go more and more, feeling better and better, dropping deeper and deeper, you can let your left and right hand start to move in whatever way feels best for you, because you don't need to think about what's right for you, because your mind and body are doing that for you. Deep down deep, your subconscious mind is always listening and picking up on what feels good. So, if something feels really good, perhaps your right hand gently touches you in a way that's exceptionally enjoyable. Or if you hear something that you'd rather have float away, float away, float away, your left hand could perhaps become a little bit more active. You don't need to think about it. Instead, you just need to feel it. Because many people are rather surprised by how quickly they can go into trance and how good it can feel when they let go of the idea that hypnosis is all about submission and being enslaved and being controlled. It's really about liberating that deep subconscious focus that everybody has. Deep down deep, your mind wants things. And it doesn't say these things in words. No, no, no. It expresses them through actions and feelings. So when you stop thinking, when you stop trying to put words over your actions, then your true intentions become clear, and you can enjoy how good it feels to just sleep, letting go, and perhaps becoming a little surprised by how good it feels to just sleep. And enjoy the wonderful feelings of trance, because I don't want to hold this from you. No, no, no. I just showed you the way in the beginning, but now that you know how to get here, let's practice it together. Opening those eyes on three. One, two, three. And as I count down from three to one, I want you to say sleep when I reach one. Say it with me, okay? Good, because you're telling your mind to sleep. You're telling your mind to go deep into trance. I'm not controlling you. I'm just showing you the way to feel really good in 3, 2, 1, sleep. That's excellent. You're doing great. And the thing is, this becomes easier and easier the more you do it. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open. But how about you go deeper and deeper, feeling better and better, in 3, 2, 1. Sleep. That's it. Either saying it out loud or just thinking it to yourself. You're doing this. You're choosing trance. And that's a good choice. So just allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into trance as that pleasure grows more and more intense. Reward yourself for learning a new skill. No matter what, nobody can make you go into trance if you don't want to. If your subconscious mind doesn't want to say sleep along with the hypnotist, it doesn't matter how many times I say sleep over and over again. I could just say it 5 times in a row. Sleep. 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 Nothing would happen unless your subconscious mind echoes that word back to me. Sleep. 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 Letting this sink into your mind deep down deep. And as you accept this more and more, you can feel more and more pleasure, if you want to feel pleasure. Because when I say a suggestion, your subconscious mind can echo it back to me, showing that you easily and effortlessly accept this idea as something that's good to feel. It's never being forced upon you. You're just enjoying pleasure. And you can enjoy pleasure either in your mind or feeling it throughout your body as your hands keep on moving. And you know those hands of yours can keep on moving, or you can keep on thinking pleasurable thoughts even as I count up from 1 to 5, because when I reach 5, you'll wake up feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, knowing that you can make things happen inside your own mind, and that makes you feel powerful and in control. And it's very pleasurable to enjoy these things happening easily and effortlessly, as if you've just flicked on a switch. 1, slowly drifting back up. 2, more and more. 3, becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. And you know, if you need to do a little bit extra to alleviate some of that arousal and pleasure, feel free, really, because you're in control here. Do what feels good, because you deserve it. You deserve to feel good, no matter what. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.